With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Waking up with Bill Handel, but not in person, not physically. No touching. It's in his contract. And now, here's Bill Handel.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we are following some trending news. One, the election last night, Raphael Warnock in Georgia won the Senate seat, was reelected. So a Democrat picks up the seat for now a full 6-year term. And 2 years after the Netflix true crime documentary, Tiger King, my God, who didn't see that? Congress has actually passed a bill that's going to end the practice of owning, breeding, and trading big cats among unaccredited hobbyists. Read The Tiger King. There's also that new one, Tiger King Revisited or Tiger King Part Deux, that I've been watching. Forgot the title of it, but it's kind of interesting with the crazy cult guy. It's just fascinating. Traveling. Okay, I'm getting on an airplane in a few days, jumping on a plane on Sunday, and I am off. And here's what happens in this particularly international flights, even when I come back. Right? I have my passport because you need your passport. And as I'm leaving the airport or leaving the area passport control, I put the passport into a machine. And then I am told by that magic voice, which sounds like a robocall, put your face 12 inches from the screen, don't move, and snap, there's a picture, and it matches the picture to my passport. And once it matches, off we go. I'm allowed in. That's facial recognition technology. That's being used and it's also being used at 16 major airports. Washington, LAX, they use it. And the TSA wants to expand it across the entire country next year. And these are kiosks, and they're doing their job that used to be done by humans who would look at you. And still, that happens for the most part. You walk in, you show your ID, whether if you're flying domestically, your driver's license, the real driver's license. Is that what they call it? The real card? And
real ID.
Real ID. Thank you very much for that. And you have the guy who looks at the real ID, looks at you, goes back and forth and checks to see if you are you. Well, these are kiosks that do it automatically. And the technology is facial recognition. And that bothers a whole lot of people. Because are they keeping the records of your face? Is it going to a database? The government has it. The TSA, does it hand it over to law enforcement? At this point, no. What the TSA is saying, once we've taken a picture, once there's a match, it all disappears. And the civil libertarians are saying, aha, it's a slippery slope. Therefore, it shouldn't be used. You know, at what point does the use of computers stop because civil libertarians are there. If you really want to not use computers, never use a credit card. Pay cash for everything. When you go into a store, make sure you have a Groucho mask on so they don't recognize your face. You know what? Here's one. Come in wearing a hoodie and a ski mask and pay cash for everything. That's going to be an end around. There you can go around all the technology. The point is, why is it that civil libertarians are fine with you put your credit card down when you buy something and you put your rewards card down, your Ralph's card or whatever it is, and you can't get Costco card. You can look up, in my case or your case, where I live, where I work, where I have lived, what I buy, when I buy it, how many shirts do I buy at Costco, what color do I like, virtually everything, who I'm related to, who I'm married to, who I'm not married to, when I got divorced, how many kids do I have, how old are they, on, and that information is all there, but we're scared to death of what I believe is a legitimate use of governmental technology, and that is comparing your photo to your ID because, well, you're getting on and off airplanes. Now, I don't know how much damage someone can do at Costco or at Ralph's. I mean, we do know how dangerous it can be. But let me tell you, once you're on an airplane with someone at 35,000 feet, I think the danger goes up fairly dramatically. So it's a huge issue going on. Of course, the screaming has just started as the TSA wants to expand this program throughout the entire country starting at the beginning of the year. Here's a question for you. Let's say you found out that your coworker makes more than you do. What do you do about it? Well, years ago, and this was in my company too, our salary number was a secret. We didn't let our employees share salaries with each other. It was a firing offense, actually, at my company. My partner, Karen, she's the one that was fanatic about this. And it was simple. We don't tell people what their salary was. Were some people being paid less? Yep. Some people being paid more. Yep. Depending on just the way we felt about it. And were we fair? I think so. Depending on the length of time, depending on the skill level, depending on the amount of training that it had to do. And we had to have people that were, you know, pretty well trained because, you know, how many people run surrogacy agencies? And there's a world to that. But we didn't let people share. Did we underpay people? Well, did we pay people less than, let's say we have someone who has started. And 2 years ago, we had someone who started at a higher salary. Well, that was our call. We just decided that this person deserves more than someone else. Now, if you work for a governmental agency, if you ever looked in now a job listing, used to be in the newspaper, now it's posted. And especially if it's a government job, you would see the salary range. So a typical government job, let's say some supervisor at the Department of Water and Power, some senior engineer, for example. I'm just throwing out numbers. So these aren't actual numbers that I'm reading. But the salary range would be, for example, $68,000 to $83,000, depending on education, experience, depending on any number of factors. But you knew what the salary range was. You knew if you applied, if you were a senior person, lots of experience, the proper education, you'd be at the upper range. If you're just starting a career, you'd be at the lower range. So you know, but only when it's posted. So now the question is, let's say you have a brand new engineer and the market is pretty tight. And instead of the $68,000, you go, I tell you what, we're going to pay you $57,000 to start your job after your engineering degree. How do you know what it's worth? You don't. So we now have open pay laws across the country here in California. Not only that, but you've got TikTok now. You've got employee groups that are crowdsourcing salary data. People are simply learning how much their coworker gets paid, how much their job is worth, And this has to do, and it really started with why women get less money for the same work. Substantially the same job, the same experience, the same education, and women got $10,000 less. And it used to be because of philosophy. Well, women take off when they're pregnant. When the kids are sick, women tend to stay home. Tell you what happened at my place. This is, again, my partner, Karen, who is, boy, you talk about treating people evenly. She's fanatic about it. There is no difference between men and women. If a kid is sick, she fully expected dad to be there half the time and split it with mom. None of this, mom always goes home and takes care of the sick kids. Why? Because mom's job is just as valuable. Well, how about the fact that dad is usually the breadwinner, makes more money? Hey, listen, you guys decided to be parents, and so you talk about someone that treated people equally. My Karen was way ahead of the curve. So let's say you find out throughout all of these various sources, TikTok, and you talk to people, and now you can't keep salaries secret by law. You find out you're making less money, either than coworkers or just your position. You're being underpaid. All right, so this is an article that came out in the Wall Street Journal, and the author just started interviewing some of these experts who deal with these problems. And the founder of something called Worth More Strategies, it's a consulting firm that's focused on simply boosting women's salaries, negotiation skills, actually. And Catherine Valentine's her name. She says, the more you know, the stronger your negotiating position is. Know your stuff. Don't just walk in and say, hey, I'm getting paid less money. Bring in the stats. Bring in all the information you have. And whatever you do, don't start slamming your fist, putting your finger in your boss's chest and go, hey, buddy, handle on the law. I always say when you're stopped by a cop, the last thing you want to do, even when it's a wrong stop, hey, buddy, I pay your salary. No, you're calm. You argue or you even discuss. No, I don't think I went through that stop sign. You know, my recollection or the way I perceive it, I did come to a stop. Now, are you going to lose that battle? Maybe. But with dealing with a boss, instead of demanding, you come up and you're reasonable. Hey, listen, I looked at what is going on. My coworkers, I understand their salary is more than mine. I can't give you their names for obvious reasons, but this is what I found out. And you're going to get, according to these experts, either that's not true, or, you know what? Okay, depending on how honest your boss is. And according to this woman, most bosses are honest about that sort of thing. And you can actually negotiate a higher salary. Also, if it's an executive, if it's management, go to recruiters. I said, just go to recruiters and find out what they're paying. Also, when negotiating with a boss, instead of demanding, I want the same amount of money, the negotiation tactic is, hey, can we close the gap? You think we can go there? There's Slack messages out there, and it's that's one of the places you can go and find out a whole lot about what's going on. So you also have the tight labor market, and you have to understand that, too, is that let's say you started at a lower wage, and as you progress through the ranks and through time and seniority and just the normal course of events, you get more more money. The person coming in all of a sudden is starting not at a higher salary, but way up the scale. You go, what is that about? Look at the labor market. You have to take that into consideration, too. So the takeaway here, the bottom line is, since I'm still in business, I hate all of this. I hate you knowing how much money you I pay you. I enjoyed underpaying you for many, many years. It was taken away from me. And I am very, very unhappy about it. It's the news. No idea what your thoughts are. And I don't care. On top of that.
handle on the news. Oh, late edition. Now, Bill Handel.
KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Bill Handel here on a Wednesday morning, December 7th. And it is time for Handel on the News Late Edition, brought to you by DirectBuyers.com, a hassle-free way to sell your home at a fair price in 10 days or fewer. Visit DirectBuyers.com. Let's do it, guys. Jennifer, Wayne, me, lead story. Interesting story about L.A. County election officials. They have to grant an organization that's seeking to throw out George Gascon as D.A., access to about 10,000 signatures that the county rejected from the recall petition, saying, nah, they didn't match, wrong address. And this organization is saying, okay, we want to check it out. We want oversight. We want to see you're right. And the county said no. And a judge said, oh, yes, you certainly can. So that's the order.
Do you think this is true, factually true, what the county said? Because they didn't want to say, they weren't going to say, we just don't want to. So they said, listen, here's the problem. We had these matches, mismatches with the signatures. We can show you the signature on the petition. We can show you that signature, but we can't show you the original signature that we compared it to because it is entwined with confidential information. And it will require over 3,000 staff hours at $15 an hour to do that. And the judge, I guess, said,
too bad.
Oh, well, then I guess it's going to be 3,000 hours at $15 an hour.
And when it
better do it.
When it comes to things like elections and poll workers, you ever heard of budgets being used as against an election? We don't want the polls open this long because it costs too much money. Or no, you never hear that. The elections are sacrosanct. And there is nothing that is more important. Well, I'm not going to go into the politics of it, but there's nothing more important than elections. That is who we are, the franchise. That's what America was founded on, is the idea of elections. So, I don't think the county's argument is going to fly at all. Then redact.
Well, it didn't. It didn't.
Yeah, of course.
The judge said, you're going to provide that information no matter how long it takes you. And now the registrar, Dean Logan, said we will comply with. In other words, they wouldn't do it until a judge told them they had to do it. And now they're going to do it.
How unusual.
Could this revive? I'm not really, there's no answer to this question yet because they haven't done their examination, but this could possibly revive that recall effort against Gascon if they can get some of those signatures reinstated towards the count that they needed.
I don't think you can do it retroactively. I think it is what it is.
Then what's the, and I'm on the side of the people who want to recall Gascon, but if that's true, what's the point of going through this exercise of looking at these signatures?
Oh, this is a former election. It's already been done. And they just want to go back and check to see to unravel
it? This is the recall. This is the petition.
Right. No, I understand. But it's ongoing right now.
It's the recall
right.
That they just tried that was rejected.
Oh,
for not
okay.
Having
got it.
Signature.
So it has already been done is what you're saying. I'm getting my dates a little screwed up here. The recall is over. And Gascon won the recall. Do I have that right?
No. This is the second attempt.
Okay, so it's ongoing.
It is ongoing.
Yes. Got it. That was my point. If it's ongoing, of course the judge can order it. What I'm saying is if it is done, they're not going to go backwards to try to unravel it. That's what I'm saying.
So now knowing that it's ongoing, you agree if they can get some of those rejected signatures reinstated, they might be able to have their recall on the ballot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
All right, remember when the LAPD had a 30 by 30 initiative where it wanted to hire at least 30 women among the new recruits within the next decade? This actually looked good. In the 2021 to 22 fiscal year, it looked like things were going really well. 27% of the new recruits were women. However, that progress appears to be fleeting because the department hired 570 officers during that biggest year, or during that year, 2021 to 22, and it looked great. However, for the new year, it looks like the recruit class is just 21% women. So what was it during the pandemic maybe that had women going in more?
Who knows? Or
did they do a better job during the pandemic than maybe they're doing now? Or is that just an anomaly?
It may be, but what's the answer here? Do you go back to a quota system? Do you engage in a quota system? They have to figure out what it is. I mean, my favorite determination of who is fit and not, women to be police officers. Remember Daryl Gates? When he talked about how and why so many lesbians, and that's in quotes, were members of the police force because they had the appropriate upper body strength. Do you remember that?
No.
I do. Oh, now, wow. That's my memory, okay? By the way, Chief Gates, if you're still around, I'm not
He's
making...
Gone.
Huh? He's gone?
He's not.
Okay.
I mean, he might still be around. Woo, but it's not around.
Okay.
Wow. Well,
let's take a break, okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll come back and we'll go through.
A very, very big story in terms of the numbers.
Yeah.
A plot to overthrow a government.
Yes, it's huge. And I have to look to see if former Chief Gates is still around because that's, for some reason, it's going to bother me for the rest of the morning.
3,000 cops conducted searches at 130 separate places in 11 out of Germany's 16 states, all of it connected to a suspected plot to overthrow the government. Now, only, according to this report, only 25 German citizens were detained. They were detained on suspicion of membership in a terrorist organization, which has not been identified yet by the authorities, but is apparently an organization that is a combination of every conspiracy theory you can think of, plus, and remember this is Germany, so show how powerful this person is, plus QAnon ideology as well.
Remind.
So think about that, because, you know, we're talking here about subverting of democracy and the president, former president Donald Trump saying that there was so much fraud in the election that all the rules can be suspended, including the Constitution. Over in Germany now, apparently they've got big problems with people who want to overthrow that government too.
Remind me, and this it's a fairly lengthy story, so I'm going to have to do it as a segment. Remind me when I tell you or ask, remind me to tell you the story of when I went to Germany a bunch of years ago and interviewed a neo-Nazi, straight-out Nazi. He was head of, it was an ultra-nationalist party, because you can't use the word Nazi over there. And how I sat down and interviewed him, and it was one of the most chilling interviews I've ever had in my entire life. And he's the nicest guy in the entire world. It is really an astounding story, but I don't want to do it now. I will do it at some other point. Remind me, and I'll tell Alex, and then I'll tell the story. It's a good one.
When you were of age in Taiwan, males were supposed to start serving their military service, and it was going to be 4 months. Although now they say that they are going to extend it, and so it'll be extended from 4 months to at least a year. And this is because they want to better prepare the country's citizens, they say, for a hot war with neighboring China.
How do you do a compulsory military for 4 months?
That's what I was thinking. By
the time they fit into the clothes and they go and take a bathroom break, they're out.
It's almost like they put them through what we would do as basic training, and then they're done.
And they become part of the reserves.
Yeah.
Much like Israel, that everybody in Israel is part of the reserves until they're 55.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
till 55?
55. Those people that go to war, when there is a war, 52-year-olds fight.
Although 52-year-old Israelis are like 30-year-old Americans.
Yeah, they're looking at their entire country being wiped out. They see, all they have to do is lose once and they're done. And they know it.
Sorry, Liz Cheney. My regrets to Elon Musk. It is Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who is Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Yep, that was no secret. Remember, I had said yesterday it was either going to be Xi Jinping or it was going to be Zelensky, one of the two. Did I go for Zelensky? I don't remember.
You should have, because that is the...
I think he did.
He was the front runner all along.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Musk had it last year. That's not to say he couldn't do it again this year, because there have been many multiple Person of the Year winners.
True. And although Time Magazine's Person of the Year is meant to simply be the person who had the most impact, that's why Hitler was their
Stalin
Person of the Year. Now, they're also going for an inspiring, emotionally uplifting kind of pick.
Yeah,
Elon Musk does not inspire.
Right. And when they go for the inspiring kind of, it's all gone to hell in a handbasket. You know, come on, guys.
Oh, please. You don't think this guy deserves it?
No, I do think he deserves it. I have no problem with that. But I don't think it's because, now we're going to get into a metaphysical discussion about what is awe-inspiring and what isn't.
Let's not.
New York.
Let's talk about this law they want to pass in New York.
Well, New York City would ban firing most workers without good reason. So this would basically take the balance of power between bosses and their employers and make a big old shift on it. Most employers are at will, and so you can fire them for any reason, right? But New York City's employers or employees' jobs would be legally protected unless their boss could demonstrate misconduct, unsatisfactory performance, or a genuine economic need to eliminate that position. And don't you think that an employer could come up with an economic need to eliminate a position?
I don't know. It depends, because you're going to say no. They're going to say yes. You take them to the labor board. And, for example, here in California, let's say they were passed. Labor boards love workers. Love workers. So it is hard to win as an employer. This is France. This is what this is, this law. It's France. You get a job in France, you're there for the rest of your life. You can't get fired.
But this is every single decision to terminate somebody is subject to all these levels
that is
of
correct.
Governmental review.
That is correct.
It right. kind of seems, even if the idea behind it, if you agree it's good to have some protections, it seems unfeasible.
Okay. This is where I am Sybil on this issue. Multiple personalities, because as an employee, I think it's a great idea. As an employer, I think it sucks.
That's exactly what it is. Oh boy, Elon Musk has fired the man who was deputy general counsel for Twitter, James Baker. And this is fallout from this cockamamie Hunter Biden laptop story suppression issue, where that article was published about Hunter Biden's laptop in the New York Post. And then the moderating team at Twitter decided they weren't going to let anybody share that story on Twitter because they had been told by the FBI that story was based on tainted information likely planted by Russia. So fast forward to now, and Elon Musk, along with a reporter, had a big reveal. They're calling it the Twitter files. And they let you see behind the scenes of the decisions that went into Twitter's decision to suppress the story. And as I talk about this thing, I've decided, honestly, any story anymore that has the word Hunter, Biden, and laptop in it, I'm not interested in any.
Why you think? But how long has that story been around?
James Baker was general counsel with the FBI when that happened.
Right.
So the idea is he was part of getting Twitter to suppress the Hunter Biden story. Then he went over and he was working at Twitter. Elon Musk has revealed behind the scenes how Twitter came to suppress the story. People don't like it that they suppressed the story. And so now that guy's been fired by Elon Musk.
Yeah, Fox has been carrying this all morning long. Literally all morning long. And you're right about Hunter Biden. You know what? At some point, this story has to go away. If there was something there, let's have it. Is there a cover-up, purposeful cover-up of Hunter of the laptop and what's going on and who's covering it up?
Well, that's the concern, yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. How many years do you want to, at what point does it come out? Or is it always going to be suppressed? I don't know the answer.
How long, playing devil's advocate, how long did they look for Russian collusion with Trump before they realized they didn't have any? Pretty long time.
Yeah, that's true, but it's been not that long. Not that long. This is going longer. We're also done. This is going way too long. Coming up, there is a AI portrait app, Lenza. The internet, once again, I'll share. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.